You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
An expert says that India is likely to see a large number of Omicron cases and that this new strain of COVID can cause reinfection. So, will India need a booster shot? Well, stay tuned to find out. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. Before we get to other top stories of December 14th, let me first tell you the latest on Omicron. Virologist and microbiologist Dr. Gagandeep Kang says that it'll become increasingly difficult to stop the spread of Omicron variant after a certain point. She pointed to data from South Africa, where the variant was first detected, and said reinfections were being seen even in those who were vaccinated. Reports from the UK also indicated that protection is negligible even after two doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Kang said that a booster shot may provide 70 to 75% protection against symptomatic infection. According to her, ideally, one should get two doses of the vaccine before moving to the booster shot. She said that we should have focused on booster doses for the immunocompromised people a few months ago. Meanwhile, the UK has opened booster vaccines for everyone aged 30 and over to contain the rapid spread of the Omicron variant in the country. Dr. Kang's remarks come at a time when Maharashtra has reported two more fully vaccinated people with the Omicron variant, with both having a travel history of Dubai. And another man who had returned from South Africa has tested positive in Gujarat. This takes the total Omicron tally in India to 41 as of December 13. Next up, a look at the market. The stock market failed to hold the midday recovery and above the flat line, dragged by the likes of ITC, HDFC Twins and Bharti Airtel. The 30 script Sensex slipped 175 points to close at 58,110, whereas the Nifty 50 index declined over 40 points to end at 17,324. The shares of SBI Cards and Payment Services have declined more than 11% in four consecutive sessions. It ended the day nearly 2% lower. According to a brokerage report, the stock was facing selling pressure lately due to a fear of a reduction in merchant discount rate charges, which can adversely impact the company's profitability. This fear stems from RBI's proposal to issue a discussion paper next month to cover aspects related to charges involved in various digital payment modes, covering credit cards, debit cards, PPIs, UPIs, etc., to ensure that they are both affordable to users and economically remunerative to the providers. Vodafone Idea shares, meanwhile, swung between gains and losses. The shares were down 1.1% at ₹15.3 apiece in BSE and late afternoon deals, having moved within a range of between 15 to 16.1 rupees earlier in the day. The telecom pack was under pressure today on reports of operators asking the center to recompense them for sending public alerts during various disasters. They said that it is a costly and resource-guzzling exercise to send millions of messages. The government requires telecom operators to send messages to spread awareness on various fronts. These messages come under the Common Alerting Protocol, that is CAP. Telecom companies do not charge the government or users for these messages. However, they now seek compensation for sending CAP-based alerts in the non-disaster scenarios. Meanwhile, Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail shares rallied more than 9% during today's session. The surge comes on a day when the firm has announced that it has signed a long-term licensing agreement which grants it exclusive rights to distribute and sell Reebok products through wholesale, e-commerce and Reebok branded retail stores in India and other ASEAN countries. The fashion retailer's deal will be effective following the complete transfer of global ownership of the Reebok brand from Adidas to Authentic Brand Group in the US. The transfer is expected to close in the first quarter of 2022, according to an exchange filing. Moving on, sources say the government has decided to go slow on the goods and services tax rate rationalization exercise and that the date for the new group of ministers meeting is not decided yet. They said earlier the idea was to wrap up the exercise within a week, But now, there seems to be a fresh communication post saying that the meeting has been put on hold. Heeding RBI's caution of rising inflation, upcoming crucial state elections, and the impact of a possible third wave of COVID infections, the government has decided to go slow, the sources say. They also say that if the rates go up, consumers' sentiment might take a hit. Plus, representations from stakeholders, industry, and public forums are also against the rate revision. In an update from the auto sector, Ashok Leyland says that things are improving on the demand front, month on month. However, the automaker is experiencing chip shortage issues for some of its models. On the economy front, the wholesale price-based inflation surged to more than a decade high of 14.23% in November, compared to 2.9% in the same month last year. According to the Commerce Ministry, the rise in WPI is primarily due to the rise in prices of mineral oils, basic metals, crude petroleum and natural gas, chemicals and chemical products, and food products. Inflation in the fuel and power basket was higher at 39.81% in November as compared to 37.18% in October. The food index more than doubled to 6.70% as compared to 3.06% in the previous month. Next up, the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold her first pre-budget consultations with different stakeholder groups from December 15, that is tomorrow. The first meeting will be held with the experts of agriculture and the agro-processing industry. The finance minister is likely to present her fourth budget of Modi 2.0 on February 1, 2022. Moving on, a survey suggests that India's hiring spree is expected to continue in the new year, with companies' intent for hiring during the January to March 2020 period reaching its highest levels in 8 years. About 64% of the employers covered in the Manpower Group Employment Outlook survey said that they would be hiring more people in the coming quarter. The net employment outlook for the coming quarter, according to the survey, now stands at 49%, the highest level seen since 2014. The survey also states that 20% of the employers would keep their workforce level steady in the coming few months. Lastly, an update from the cryptocurrency universe. Blockchain.com data suggests that 18.89 million bitcoins, or nearly 90% of the total supply of 21 million bitcoins, have already been mined by miners globally. The impact of the hard cap on total supply has been reflected in its prices. The first set of bitcoins was mined in 2009, creating the first block in the blockchain. This is called the Genesis block. Experts estimate nearly 97% of the Bitcoin to be mined by 2030s and the last 3% to come into existence by 2140. When the hard cap of 21 million Bitcoins is reached, there'll be no new Bitcoin in the total supply. The Bitcoin model aims to be the opposite of traditional fiat, where the new fiat currency in circulation would dilute the buying power of the fiat currency. The algorithm of Bitcoin blockchain would need a significant update to introduce new coins in the total supply. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.